Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb midweek edition. But really, it doesn't matter what edition it is. We give you the good, the bad, the dumb. So the good of the day, Ron Culver.
The good of the day. We got to start remembering this guy's name. Akil Badu.
I've already forgotten it.
Well, don't. We might be hearing this name a lot more often because he's the center fielder for the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
He might be having the best start to an MLB career ever.
Is this the guy that went 8-for-8 to start the season?
Did he go 8-for-8?
Maybe it's another guy.
That could be another guy. Okay. This guy, all he's done is the first pitch that he ever saw, he hit a home run.
Oh, but that's happened before.
That's happened before. And then he followed that up the following day with a grand slam. And then he followed that up the next day with a walk-off single in extra innings.
Well, this is fantastic. This is an amazing start to the season.
So, yeah. I mean, he has to be smart enough to know that it's not going to be like that every day.
Maybe he isn't.
maybe not. Maybe he just keeps on going, right?
This is easy. Maybe he's like, I don't know why people think this is a complex game. I find it pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean,
I hit the ball and it's not that hard.
His stats so far, I mean, he's batting .500 with 2 home runs and 6 RBIs.
I'm going to look him up right now because
now
I definitely
4 games.
You are 100% correct. I absolutely would like to remember him now.
Yeah. I mean, that's an 8 at bats.
But what if he is a guy that we just forget about in 2 weeks?
You know, it could taper off, right? I mean, it's happened before.
That usually happens. You know, my favorites are like guys who hit like 4 home runs in the first 3 games of the season. Like, he's on pace for 200.
Yeah.
He's not hitting 200.
I mean, I'm not naive enough to say, hey, let's put him in Mike Trout territory.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing that yet. But I mean, through 8 at bats, he has 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. So, I mean, that's got to be a good start, right?
Yeah. That is a very, very good start. Yeah, so, fantastic. Good for him. I don't know what else to say.
I know. I'm just saying we got to kind of remember this guy's name.
All right, say it again.
Akil Badu.
Akil Badu.
I hope I'm saying it right. His first name, A-K-I-L, that's Akil.
Akil Badu, yeah.
Badu, B-A-D-D-O.
He's from Silver Springs, Maryland. He's 22 years old, and right now you're right. He's got 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and batting .500. Akil Badu.
Yep, 3 games
Detroit
in.
Tigers. We are going to watch out for you, center fielder.
Got to keep an eye on him now.
Pinched hit last night in a 4-3 victory over the Minnesota Twins. So there you go. All right, very good. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. See, I was going to talk about how this company, Neuralink, the founder of the company, Max Hodak, sent out a tweet the other day that said, hey, we have the technology to build a real-life Jurassic Park. We just need someone to fund it. But I don't want to go down that road because I think we've gone down that road too many times.
That's awesome.
The road I'm going to go down is Aaron Rodgers wanting to host Jeopardy full time and be a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Listen, we all know that when you're a game show host, you bang them all out in a short amount of time.
Right.
I mean, it's one after another, after another, after another. So it's not like he has to fly back and forth to California to host these game shows.
Exactly.
They will bang them all out for him, sure. But don't be a football. If they like you, you're a celebrity enough that if they like you, they will wait for you to finish your football career.
They'll keep bringing out Ken Jennings or who were the other two guys? Jeff Holsire,
Holsire
or whatever.
They will find a temporary host that's not as good. Right. They'll go, well, we'll survive until you're done playing football and then you can have the job forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know,
guys. But be a quarterback
guys,
right now.
You've
Don't
heard
quit
me
the
say
day
this
job.
Forever. Honest to God, I think I would love Jim Nance's gig. I think he's got a great gig. But I'm telling you right now, man, I think being a game show host is the best gig you can have in America. I think it's fantastic. You just bang these shows out. You're super popular, well paid. Most of your life in most of your year is off. Like, you bang out, these shows are like, bang, 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 we're done. Goodbye, have a good one. See you in 6 months, whatever. This is a great gig. You can do it if you're good, if you're sharp, you can do it in your 70s. I mean, it's great. So, and people love you. Middle America digs you. Old people love you. It's fantastic. You can sell them reverse mortgages. You can sell them anything you want because you're the trusted face of the Super Game Show they watch every day at 5. It's a great gig. Great gig. Plus, you know, like athletes, they miss football. They're like, oh, my whole life I geared to football or basketball or whatever it is. You don't have that. You don't really grow up wanting to be a game show host. Then you become one and you're like, this is great. I love it. No wonder Aaron Rodgers. I'd do it tomorrow. I would love to host a game show.
Oh, it would be fun.
I would love to try. I would love to do it locally here in Nashville, like at a bar. I would be so good at it because I've been training for something like that in the back of my brain forever.
But see, I don't think I would want to be the host of Jeopardy or be we talk about this all the time. You don't want to be the first guy after the icon.
No, you don't want to be the icon. You don't like the guy who has to replace Pat Sajak. That's going to be
awful. Yeah, you don't want that.
No, of course
you know, the woman who has to replace Vanna White.
But then again, if you survive it, if you survive the first couple of years where people are like, you're not that person, then you become that person.
Yeah,
like eventually people go, well, this is who I'm getting. I mean, you know.
But let me ask you this. I mean, I don't know when the last time you watched it was. But how do you feel about Drew Carey as host of The Price is Right?
I don't really like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of it. The reason I don't like it is I probably taken Bob Barker and just shrunk his presence, like, you know, and just being like, oh, he's always been the host. But I've always felt like Barker, and all the controversy aside, please, I've always felt Barker really understood the games and understood the moment. I think he does that better than Drew Carey does. I think Carey doesn't realize some of the magnitude of the Price is Right moments. I can't believe I've used that in a sentence. It's amazing. Like I'm putting this as like cherished television.
Well, you know what it is, because for our generation, we watched during a sick day.
When I was sick, this was the only thing on.
It was either that or soaps, and there was no way we were watching.
And then Ryan's Hope came
soaps.
On, and that was soap operas, and that was it. But
that was when you decided, you know, I'm just going to take a nap because I'm not feeling well.
But going back to the guy following the guy thing, right? We use that in sports because if you're a Super Bowl winning quarterback and then you replace that guy, there's this level of expectation that you have to live up to. You have to deliver this product to the public, right? But if you follow like Pat Sajak and you're good at it, but you're not Pat Sajak, you're at least still delivering the show. Right. There's still contestants. They still guess letters. Somebody still spins it. They still get it's still the product is still the contestants winning. Right. But you're right about Drew Carey. It just doesn't feel the same.
Sometimes it works out.
Nobody's firing him.
No.
He'll have that job until he quits.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's getting the job done.
Yeah.
But
like, remember Wink Martindale? Like he was on a bunch of game shows and like Tic Tac Toe and a couple of others.
Newlywed Game, was that him?
I know it was Bob. It was Bob Eubanks.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it was Bob Eubanks. But you know,
there's like three. You know him and Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery did a bunch.
They all kind of like meshed together. Like they're all like the same person. It was kind of like during that time when we had three newscasters. Pete Jennings, Dan Rather, they are all the same person to me.
Real quick, Wink Martindale was a short-lived game show that was on TV, and it was a fascinating concept. And the game show was called Debt. Okay, so basically, people were willing to come into the show with their credit card debt. Like, say, I owe $22,000, right? So at the end of the show, the winner had a choice. Right, they could leave the program with the exact money. You didn't play for a certain amount of money. You played on your debt. So if you won the game, they would say, okay, you've won your debt. You now will give you enough money to cover your debt. Or you can win double that amount by answering a question on a topic you choose. So you choose the topic, but then they create the question. And it was always a really difficult question based on your topic. And people would be, you know, nervous, like, do I do this? Like, do I really risk it all? Like, I can leave debt free, or do I risk it? And some people would do it, and they would come up with, you know, questions like, I'm a medieval history buff, and they would come up with some medieval questions. They're usually very complicated, but that was it was a short-lived game. So that was a game show. Aaron Rodgers, back to Aaron Rodgers. Stay quarterbacking. It'll be there. If you're good enough, they'll be there. All right,
else be the fall guy first.
Right.
Yeah, listen to Chris Carter. You got to have a fall guy.
Exactly.
The dumb of the day. Yesterday, we had talked about how this one guy created an AI where they can simulate music.
Yeah.
And they sound...
Singers,
yeah. And they sound really identical. All the deceased artists. Well, I got another AI story for you today. This scientist taught an AI how to generate pickup lines. All right. Now, on the surface, when you say that, this could be dangerous. All of a sudden, we have computers hitting on other computers, and they're making computer babies and then taking over the world. But they got a long way to go. So here's a few pickup lines for you, all right? I don't know if this would make you swoon, Tony. You look like Jesus if he were a butler in a Russian mansion.
That's what the computer came up with?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. There's a bunch of those. How about this one? Your eyes are like two rainbows and a rainbow of eyes. I can't help but stare. Getting a little better, right?
A little better, but still, that's dumb.
Hey, my name is John Smith. Will you sit on my bread box while I cook?
Or is there
some kind of speed limit on that thing?
No.
Now, this one might get to you. Nah, I'm serious. This one might, you might turn your head. You're looking good today. Want snacks?
I might take that. I might take that offer, depending on what they have.
Yeah. Then there was a bunch of other
beef jerky's always good. Little Oreo cookies.
Then there's gems like these: 2017 rug boat, two tone necktie shirt, and.
See, there you go. That's where AI. No, so these AIs are not going to kill us all because they can't figure this out.
They can't figure this out. They're not womanizers yet. So that's probably a good thing. Although, when an AI talks to maybe another AI, maybe these will work. Like, hey, baby, are your schematics compatible with this protocol?
Right.
Now that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
So we might be okay. This might be a good time where this AI just, you know what, maybe they don't know how to, they don't have feelings, so they wouldn't know what a pickup line is.
Every time you do an AI story, I get like a little bit more nervous.
This one makes you feel a little more comfortable because they're not going to procreate yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You're not going to win over another AI with lines like that.
Unbelievable.
You look like Jesus from a Russian mansion.
Unbelievable. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. And again, Dave Parker, former pirate great, joins us in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about his new book, Cobra, as we continue with Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.